Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Brad and Elle's What's News, episode 23, where we give you the news you didn't know you needed to know. And my one of two guest hosts, because Brad Sonnenberg can't join us tonight, he's got prior commitments, is banging around his microphone a lot. But you may recognize him as one half of the intrepid sports hosting duo from Yegg Sports, Ryan Mackney. Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing great. I see I'm getting a message from your partner, Ethan, who says it's just taken him to his podcast. I don't know what to tell him.
Always late, that boy.
Well, he'll have to figure it out. So, yes, how are you? Thank you for filling in on short notice. I know you're busy with exam week from the sound of it.
Yeah, I mean, I had like 35 minutes notice. That's plenty to go sit down at the computer. Yeah, I had two exams this morning, two more on Thursday, but we're off for the night now and I'm looking for something to do. So it's very nice to be on. I've listened to quite a bit of this show and I have not been on because last time I was painting a deck when you invited me.
Right. You couldn't join Ethan then.
Yeah. And so yeah, now I'm finally here. We'll see if Ethan ends up showing up.
Yeah, I don't know how long we go. Usually Brad and I jabber on. You're a listener of the show for about 10 minutes about aimless, pointless stuff. and then we see. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to do with Ethan. But, hey, maybe he'll join us.
Perhaps.
Maybe he'll figure out. Maybe you have to make a new account to get on Anchor. So, yes, thank you for joining. I'm sure you follow the news. You've listened to the show. You have an idea of what happens in this show. A little background. The reason I'm excited for this, and there we go, there's our other guy. I believe I just heard it chime in. The reason I'm excited for this is because, well, there's a thing called hashtag podcast wars, and I'll get to that in a moment. Let's get to the other host who's joined, the other half of Yegg Sports. I'm very grateful for both of you being on. Ethan Beduza, you finally made it.
I'm here. I made it. It was a bit of an adventure, but I'm finally here. No doubt to the disappointment of all your listeners. So thanks for having us, Nels.
Oh, I don't think they're disappointed. I'm waiting to. I have not let Brad know who his fill-in is. He's convinced the mega guest I have, or guests, one of them's Nathan Fillion. He's like, how dare you wait till I'm not on the show? I said, this is bigger. You're going to be fired up for the next episode. But yes, you both host Yegg Sports. Not veg sports or egg sports, but Yegg Sports. And I'm glad to have you guys on. I've been on your show a couple times, so to have you both finally. We had Ethan once on this show, but to have both of you, I'm very excited for. At least we'll see how Brad feels.
I'll tell you what, I didn't think I'd be invited back on this show. So and when you invited me on, I was a bit hesitant, but then you said that Brad wasn't going to be here, so I'm like, yes, let's do this. Let's get going here.
You know, I'm just going to tell you this. Brad is waiting for the invite to your guys' show. He is a mega football NFL fan, so if you want a super NFL fan on your show, definitely get Brad. But it will go off the rails. That's just how he works. So I guess it's going to take two of you to make the show go off the rails, and I promised him that whoever fills in for him tonight wouldn't fill his shoes even a quarter full, but feel free to give it a try. So anytime you want to distract or sidetrack me, you're allowed to. That's just the name of this show. So, but yes, we've had the little podcast wars thing going on, but you guys never play along as much as we're always hoping. So I'm sure this will fuel a whole new episode next, Brad Nels, of why you guys didn't answer for all the accusations thrown your way. But we won't do that tonight. But feel free, if you want to address it tonight, right now is the time. Any comments? We know you're secretly, apparently, the imaginary friend Ryan Mackney. So, Ethan, you're really good at changing your voice. I must say, I'm impressed.
Ventriloquism.
Oh, Ethan left. He's upset. He's off
Darn.
The show.
He's off. Yeah, I don't know. We could fight back, Brad, but I don't really have a mini fridge. So I just don't think that I would even stand a chance, to be honest. I feel like you at least need to have like a like a cooler, you know, in order to like even compete with that. And
that's, or a deep freeze.
Maybe, yeah, honestly, I think a deep freeze is how you beat Brad. I think that's all you need, and then you're on top.
You gotta have your own mini deep freeze.
Yeah, I mean, like,
in your room. Yeah, you can have popsicles and freezies whenever you want.
Exactly.
Ethan, are you gonna be cutting in and out all day?
Most likely. You know how rural Wi-Fi is.
Yes. Ryan did just say you can't really fight back to Brad because he doesn't have a mini fridge. Ryan, so he doesn't feel he can compete. We established what would beat a mini fridge is having your own mini deep freeze in your bedroom. And then you could, you know, have freezies and popsicles. So,
and keep anyway, your ECOs in there.
Yes. If you, yes. Gee, Ryan, you listen to all my Nels Nelson Audio podcast network shows.
At least the recent ones.
I'm very impressed. Ethan, you want to say anything about the whole podcast wars? I know you guys have been good sports about it. So we'll probably drag that on our end forever, just so you guys know. But
I mean, what else can I say? Brad's not even showing up for his own podcast. So for itself.
Yeah, well, you know, I can't argue. He has a legit reason. His dad's down visiting, so I'm not going to be like, me over your dad, damn it. I'm heartless, but not completely heartless. So I just wanted to get this done because I have all of a sudden a busy podcast world I'm involved in. So from audio dramas to a brand new podcast where we rank our top five, whether you like it or not. We just did our first one with pizzas. You two are going to be on the next one.
Awesome.
So we'll throw that out there. Our top five, whether you like it or not, this coming weekend will be Christmas songs or carols. And it's a lot harder than I thought because I'm not a huge Christmas song fan, but there's actually 5 or 10 that I do like. So it's been a little bit tricky for me to narrow it down. So you two will be on the next episode. So thank you. You're busy as well in the podcast world. So, and I have this show. So I'm trying to, you know, balance all of them without ignoring the family completely. So give us a shout out. What's your show about? Let everyone know in case they forgot, because they've picked Brad and L's side over your guys' side in the podcast wars.
Yeah, we're YEG Sports. We cover sports around YEG. Or not around YEG, whichever is more relevant. If you stop listening to us after episode 5 when Nels first came on, you can come back. He's only on one more since then. So
no, they're still listening to episode 5.
Yeah. Yeah, episode 5 hasn't even ended yet. They're still on episode 5. That's right. The marathon.
Hey, I ain't above belittling myself or kicking my own ass. So it's true. It was a long episode. And I think the second one was too. You cut some of it out. Jeepers. Just disappointing.
Yeah. Like, we cut a lot of it out. And it's still over 2 hours.
It's still over 2.5.
2.5 of the best sports entertainment you're going to get.
Yeah.
Prison hockey, 2.5 man. Hours.
I guess.
Exactly.
I guess that's what happens. That's what happens when you actually let your guests talk on your show.
Oh, you're not supposed to let guests talk on the show? Is that how that works? I'll tell you, there's one radio host who drives me nuts because his questions are longer than his guests' answers. And he always sounds out of breath. But I'm not going to mention his name. You might be able to figure that out. We'll never aspire. We'll aspire, but never hit the heights of his downloads, I'm sure. But yeah, so it's YEG Sports, not... Like I said, egg sports. I listened the first time, didn't hear any egg talk, and
there has been egg upset. Talk, Nels. We read. I don't know if you've heard
the last episode. The last episode. Yeah. Yes. So, and that's partly because of my fake review I was going to give you guys. So, I take a little bit of credit for that. But why, for those who are Brad and Nels listeners, and they will now be YEG Sports listeners, why is it called YEG? YEG. What's the technical reason for that?
Well, for those that don't know, because I think we figured out 30% of our listeners aren't actually in Edmonton, which I think is fascinating. YEG is the internationally recognized airport code for Edmonton's best airport. Sorry to fans of City Center Airport or Josephburg Regional Airport.
There's the one on the east side of Edmonton or the west side of Edmonton. One's that? Can't think of it right now.
Is there? I never get out to the west side of Edmonton.
So. Yeah. But anyway, you picked the best one, the international one.
Of course.
So, that's why it's called that. You guys are smart. But everyone in Edmonton calls it Yegg scanner, Yegg everything. My favorite Twitter scanner or Twitter follow is Yegg police scanner. Lots of naked people running around Edmonton.
I still don't know what it is with Edmonton and naked people.
We like to be naked.
We should start talking about that sport.
Is that a sport?
Well, it should be. That'd be one hell of an Olympic event. It'd be a winter one, too. We'd dominate because we have naked people. We have naked people running around in the winter, too. So just like summer, winter.
Unleash the naked people and just see like who can last longest before being arrested. And they get the gold medal. Yeah.
Who can outrun the police the longest.
And be done over a Yegg police scanner.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get Brad to lead the charge. He could be the main commentator and we'll fill in as color commentator.
All three of us.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll stand on separate blocks.
Yeah.
We gotta have dreams. You're never too old to have dreams. All right. Well, let's do this. Shall we talk about the news, gentlemen?
Yeah.
I threw it out there that I'm sure you two could come up with a sports story each, and then I could have two stories. That'd be our four stories. What do you think?
I'd have to find a story, but perhaps.
You can make it up. I mean, really. My big following in Azerbaijan is not really going to pay attention. They're just right now typing egg sports, not Yegg sports. They're like looking at the egg races they have where you carry the egg on the egg relay race.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So if you can find one, if not, I've got a few stories we can always go to. But how it works is share a story, give your opinion, your thoughts, your reaction to the story. And it's always the serious, most important stories that we talk about, you know, like prison soccer matches and exploding hammer contests and things like that. Things that are very educational. Good. About halfway through, we'll do the random geographic location. We won't get a weather report unless one of you wants to tackle the weather.
I can take the weather.
You're going to throw down the gauntlet against Brad's weather forecast?
Yeah, we'll try. I can try if you want.
All right. Well, you've signed up. We're going to put you in on the weather, Ryan. And we'll answer an unqualified advice and then do another story or two and wrap up the show. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Now, all right, before everyone tunes us out, don't forget to check us all out on, most of us are on Twitter, I believe. Macney, Mr. Ryan Macney, what are you on Twitter?
I am Macney Ryan on Twitter.
Macney Ryan, very straightforward. Yeah. This is my way of killing time while I load up my news stories. Ethan Beduza on Twitter, where can they find you?
Well, you can follow one of my seven Twitter accounts at Beduza Ethan.
Yep.
And while we're talking about social media, if you're on the Instagrams,
oh no,
you can check out Ryan. I can't remember what the username is. It's like at Ryan Stan account.
Yeah, there's a fan Ryan account. Stan? I don't even have Instagram. Great.
So
is it 20?
Who's taking something the pictures? Like is this Ryan's mom or grandma taking pictures of him? Post
yeah,
him.
No.
It's fan submissions.
Nice. I have a picture. I have a selfie with Ryan. I should submit it.
Do it.
There you go.
And your Yegg Sports, you have a Twitter handle for that?
YEG
Sports.
YeggSports.com.
There you go. I don't have web pages. I apparently ran out of time for web pages. But hey, you can find me at Robot Talk. You can find me at NelsNelson88 on Twitter is the main one.
Why 88? Is there a reason for that?
88 is my favorite number.
Nice.
Not born that year. I was born a little sooner than that. 79 is the year I'm born, just never had the ring. 88, kind of got that number in hockey. I played for one of those teams with strange numbers before it was cool. And I got jersey 88, and I just liked 88 when I was like six. So it became that. 88
was probably the only one that fit you, Nels.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think I was that much of a moose when I was like six, but you never know. Do you remember what you looked like at six? Hey, I don't remember. And I have one other, if you want all my audio drama and audio podcast network at Twitter, that's the one everyone can go to. I don't want to add a picture. Just that Audio Nels, how original as well. It's nice having the name Nels. You don't get a lot of people who steal that Twitter handle or email. So let's do it. Let's do the news. I got to load it up finally. It was getting me into the cookie pages, and I had to get through all of that so I could load up my first story. Gentlemen, are you ready?
Of course.
This comes from Huffington Post.
Oh, geez.
Five-year-old who stole parents' car gets rewarded with Lamborghini ride. A five-year-old Utah boy who police caught driving his family's SUV this week may have discovered that crime does pay. That's because an adult who heard how Adrian Zamarripa stole the keys to his family's Dodge Journey, then started off to California to buy a Lamborghini, decided to give the kid a taste of supercar life with a ride around the neighborhood. Jeremy Nevis, a local businessman, said he reached out to the Zamarripa family after the story of the kid's automotive exploit went viral. I'm absolutely inspired by the principles that he displayed of success, knowing what he wants, going after it, Nevis told local station KSL-TV. Nevis insisted he doesn't approve of Adrian's actions, although it kind of seems like he does. Absolutely, I'm not encouraging kids to go out and take their parents' car and do anything that's illegal. I'm not advocating that at all. Clips of the Lamborghini joyride show Adrian sitting on someone else's lap without a seatbelt, driving around the block with Nevis behind the wheel of his dream car. This car is fast, said the kid. Utah Highway Patrol said it won't cite anyone for Adrian's motoring on Monday. And I like this here. Nevis again said, I thought it would be really cool to say your dreams aren't as far away as you think they are. But many people on Twitter thought he was giving exactly the wrong message to the kid. I'm not going to read the Twitter. It'll be posted on Facebook. But yeah, thoughts about a kid stealing his parents' SUV. Really is a Dodge Journey and SUV. It's more of a crossover. But anyway, stealing a car to drive to California. In the article it says because his parents wouldn't buy him a Lamborghini, so he stole the car to go buy his own.
Wow, that's a smart kid.
Kid must go, he must have a lot of money.
Yeah, smart kid. How old is the kid again?
He is, let me scroll up here, 5-year-old.
Wow.
All of a sudden, it's really funny. Yeah, a five-year-old stole his family's SUV. A lot of people are upset about the rewarding his bad behavior with an actual tour around the neighborhood in a Lamborghini. And then they're ripping on him because he's sitting in the car being held by somebody in the front seat. No seat belts on. So, yeah, people are kind of ripping on that. Let's see here. The best reply is this. Thank you. Five-year-old steals a car. Let's take him on a joyride in a sports car without a car seat. Normally, I'd say he didn't know better, but he knew enough to head to the dealership and to pull over when the cops busted him. This is crazy. So, yeah, there you go. He's five. Managed to get the keys to the car and drive on down the road.
Wow.
In the article, it says the police noticed him driving erratically and all over the road, and that's what alerted him to pull over the suspicious vehicle.
I just checked to see if the kid happened to be 5 years old.
I'm sure the cop, after they pull the vehicle over, is thinking, all right, this is definitely a drunk guy. this could get rough. I better get my gun ready, because this is going to get rough. And then it's a five-year-old. Can you even see over the wheel? My youngest is seven, and I don't think he could see over the wheel.
How can you reach the gas?
I know, right? I'm going to take Jasper out to the farm and ask him to go driving in the big van and see if he can even go 10 feet.
Yeah.
That seems fishy. Grand Theft Auto isn't that realistic that you can at 5 drive a car. Not saying that he's 5 playing Grand Theft Auto. I'm just saying if he was. Ethan, you ever steal the riding mower when you're cutting the lawn and go for a joyride?
Yeah, I'm known.
California get
you. I'm known to take it out from time to time.
Yeah, yeah. I'm still my end of the bargain. Double or nothing was to cut your lawn on a riding lawnmower. That's my favorite quote on Yegg Sports quotes. So
yeah,
it's in writing, and I legit said it. So I'm waiting for my opportunity to do your riding lawnmower. It's always been a dream of mine.
Okay, you're forgetting. I never agreed to the double or nothing wager.
Oh well, jeez. I'll have to come on again for a double or nothing. Just 5 minutes for a double or nothing wager.
You think trivia takes 5 minutes?
I told you. Yeah,
my trivia doesn't. Anyway, 5-year-olds, watch out there. What's worse, a 5-year-old or a 95-year-old driving to get a Lamborghini?
I think 5 is worse. Like, at least at 95, you might have had a license at some point in your life. But like, at 5, like, right. What have you done?
I'd say 5 is worse because have you ever tried to reason with a 5-year-old?
Yes, once or twice in my life.
It's not happening.
Well, it's happening. It's just not. Yeah, you're going to pull out a lot of hair. I'm a little shocked how he goes, I admire the principles that he displayed of success, the guy who gave the ride, Nevis, knowing what he wants and going after it.
Yeah, that's well done.
I don't know if...
Good work.
I don't know if 5-year-olds know what they want. But this one does. He wants a Lamborghini. He knew to drive from Utah to California to get it. Is there no Lamborghini dealership in Utah? I guess Utah doesn't quite seem like the Lamborghini driving area, does it? Oh, right. Did either of you find a sports story that's, you know, sticking in your hat that you want to just get out of there and share with the world, or something you've recently come upon in the sports world that's notable? Anything happening in the NHL?
I have a story that is not at all sports related that I could share if we need.
Oh, sure.
Alrighty.
It's not every day the weatherman wants to share a story.
You want me to share my story? Am I going up next?
You can if you want, unless Ethan's got something. Silence. That's a great story. Give her, Ryan.
Alrighty.
What's your story?
My story from CTV News, a very credible news source. Oh, there Ethan goes. He's out.
Yeah, that's why he's so silent. CTV News, let's hear it.
Stubborn goat arrested after refusing to leave Saskatchewan Tim Hortons. RCMP in Warman, Saskatchewan were forced to arrest a stubborn goat for refusing to leave a Tim Hortons on Sunday morning. In a statement, RCMP said that employees initially, quote, asked the goat to leave, and it tried to walk him outside, but the rebellious animal turned around and sauntered back through the restaurant's automatic doors. Eventually, two RCMP members were called to deal with the disturbance. The officers believed that the goat was cold, and like many Canadians, was forced to take refuge in a Tim Hortons. They added that the goat simply wanted to, quote, sleep in the entrance. And
nice.
How our story ends is, instead of, like, they took the goat to the animal hospital to keep him warm instead, and then eventually released him back to a nearby field where they believed he was from. And a final quote, we are happy to report that the goat is safe and sound back with his owners after an adventurous night on the town. So they actually found who he belonged
nice.
To. Yeah, I don't know about you, Nels, but I've gone into a Tim Hortons before just because it's too freaking cold outside, and I've never seen a goat, but I think I relate to this goat just not really wanting to leave.
Well, hey, would you want to leave?
It's Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons.
Why would...
in in Saskatchewan. What else is there to
exactly.
do?
Exactly. Freaking, I think...
I just think Saskatchewan needs to have a goat registry so yeah. they can get that goat home faster. That's what
yeah,
I mean.
I've and Ethan can test this. He was missing both times. I've been at a Tim Hortons at 10, 11:30 at night and at 5:30 in the morning before. So really, I think any time is a good time to be at Tim Hortons. And if you're a goat, I imagine that's even more true because you don't get to be there very often.
No, I just yeah. And then I like how they just randomly go, I think this is the field he belongs.
Yeah, and then they ended up locating the owner, but they're like, yeah, this is probably where he's from.
Now, where in Saskatchewan was that? Did it say it was city,
I did read it. I forget now. Warman? I think it was Warman. Saskatchewan.
Okay, so probably small enough that everybody knows who's goat
yeah,
that is.
Sounds like a pretty small place.
Like that goat, if you're from any small town in a prairie province, and I'm sure prairie state in the States, a lot of directions aren't actual, like, go to this road and this street name and that. It's usually like, you drive 4 miles till you get to where the old red barn that's now painted blue but was torn down and rebuilt as a watershed. Then you turn right and you go 7 miles till the old cow stands yeah. there. And it's always right. And but for him, it would have been like you go till you see the old goat, the stubborn old goat on the corner. And then you turn. People were lost all day long in that town because the goat was in the yeah.
They like got to Tim Hortons and they're like, hello? Don't you have like, you're supposed to be over there like directing traffic. Like, what are you doing here?
Yeah, people are piling up on the streets because they don't know where to turn. You stubborn old goat.
Darn goat. Also, I should add, his name was Goliath.
Yeah. Oh, well, you're not going to argue. How dare you remove somebody with a name, goat or human, the name Goliath from a Tim Hortons when they want to stay warm? That's just disappointing. I just thought, all I thought when you said goat, I was like, oh, LeBron or Michael?
Michael.
But what would they be doing in Saskatchewan?
Yeah, no, freaking Saskatchewan.
And if they were, they'd be only looking for the Tim Hortons.
Of course.
Because isn't that all Canada has? Tim Hortons and hockey
and igloos.
Pucks? Igloos and ski-doos, eh?
Eh?
Ethan, you dropped out there and you came back to us talking about a goat registry in Saskatchewan.
I'm just trying to gather myself. Like, I heard goat Tim Hortons, Saskatchewan, and that's it. And honestly,
and does that really shock like, you, being a Canadian?
It's a pretty here in Saskatchewan. Hortons, you know, like
seems legit.
Yeah. Can't argue. That's definitely not fake news. Let me tell you, that is true. Ethan's got family heritage roots that go into Saskatchewan. I do, obviously. Ethan being my nephew. But what about you, Ryan? You have family in Saskatchewan?
Wait, what?
Wait, what? First you have family members. And where was your mother born, man? He's like, wait, I need to emancipate myself. I'm already an adult, but dang it.
Yeah.
There's no one from Saskatchewan in my family.
Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan, eh?
Yeah, I got fam out in the Skatch. We got a couple uncles and a bunch of cousins in there.
Do they own goats?
They have a couple dogs. I hope they own a goat. They had a chinchilla at one point.
There you go.
That counts, right?
Stubborn chinchilla won't leave Tim Hortons. Is it named Goliath or is it David? I guess size comparison to be David.
Well, is that a biblical reference on the Brad Nels What's New show?
Nothing is off limits. We encourage all shapes, sizes, colors, creeds.
Do you know what?
Beliefs, disbeliefs.
What book in the Bible is that from?
Aliens. Which one?
Is that from Deuteronomy?
No, I only save Deuteronomy for certain examples. Which, believe it or not, I dropped a Deuteronomy reference on Facebook last weekend. And I got a little bit of backlash from the crazies. They're like, it's not even a book. I'm like, that's the point. Anyway, but yes, Deuteronomy 17, verse 3 to 8 says, David the Chinchilla took on Goliath the Goat out of Tim Hortons for Tim Hortons double-double supremacy.
Oh, boy.
On a cold winter's day. They over the last two in Saskatchewan. And, well, we don't know who won because the cops really didn't know where he belonged. They just threw Goliath in a field. Standard RCMP practice. Just throw the wild animal wherever you think it should go, as long as it's not Tim Hortons. Exactly. And if that had been a bigger town, there would have been another Tim Hortons, and it probably would have went to that one.
Yeah, imagine going. Having only one Tim Hortons in a town.
Yeah, well, I yeah, can.
Couldn't be me.
I can imagine that. Anyway, Ethan, do you have a news story? Oh, last time I asked us, you just hung up on us. Yeah, we just hung up on us. Do you have a news story?
I'm hesitant to... I got a story.
All right. Once upon a time.
Yeah. It is a sports-related story. It's probably one that your listeners Excellent. Have heard and are sick of hearing, but I want to talk about it because I just think the whole thing's stupid. And even in
Azerbaijan?
Most likely. So here we go.
Okay.
This is from CTV News.
Is it a goat in a Tim Hortons? With skates on?
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm just going to go. Floyd Mayweather, YouTuber Logan Paul in February. Retired boxing champion Floyd Mayweather Jr. He will return to the ring in a, quote, super exhibition against YouTuber Logan Paul. So basically, like, one of the worst generation taking on the second worst human of this generation.
And it's up for debate who is who.
The match is scheduled for February 20th, 2021, according to a post from Floyd on his Instagram page. The bout will be available via pay-per-view, according to the event's website. The first 1 million purchases will cost $25, increasing to $40 once that threshold is reached. And basically, it's just saying all the ways the price is going to jump up if you don't buy the pay-per-view right away. The announcement comes 1 week after Paul's brother, Jake Paul, knocked out former NBA player Nate Robinson. Logan, before though, in case you're saying, whoa, he doesn't have any boxing experience, he does have experience. He twice fought vlogger and rapper KSI. With the first bout ending in a draw and a second with KSI's victory over Paul. Mayweather, who is undefeated in his career with a record of 50-0, is considered one of boxing's all-time greats. So, a guy who never lost a fight is going up against a guy who makes YouTube videos and is 0-2 against other YouTubers.
What's next? A podcaster of a new show taking on Milan Lucic?
I hope so.
All I can say is goodbye, Ethan. All I can say to that is at least the name is through the story.
That was convenient timing.
That's nice. We're not like sitting on the edge of our seats waiting. But that makes me think of a very famous quote. The first 1 million pay-per-view requests would be $25. But if you could do it live, we'll sell you this whole seat, but you'll only need the edge. Yes. Oh, I don't think... Am I a bad person for never having any clue who Jake Paul was or anything?
I think
that
makes
brothers?
You a good person, Nels.
I had no clue until like last week when all of a sudden someone was challenging a hockey yeah. player.
I don't even know which fight. One that I'm was, like, but...
Is Evander Kane?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah, but this Paul guy has had some training in boxing. Well, Evander Kane's dad has a boxing
yeah,
gym. Like, Evander Kane's trained as a boxer.
Put up a video of all of Evander Kane's hockey fights. It's like 12 minutes long. Like, he's fought before.
Yeah. Like, the guy would beat this Paul guy, but I'd never heard of these Paul brothers until, like, last week, and I still really haven't checked in. I saw the Mayweather thing, and I thought... Floyd Mayweather is probably making $100 million to do this. So, because he never boxes for the love of the sport, he boxes for the love of money. And also,
yeah, that
I thought boxers retire because they get hit in the head enough, but I doubt there's any chance of him getting hit in the head on this one.
He'll be fine.
Good story, Ethan. I'm glad you brought that one up.
Alternate headline.
But I have never heard of the
alternate headline that I've heard is Floyd Mayweather is broke again. So.
His last two fights, he made like $7 zillion. Like, to the point where he has his little posse walk around carrying like $100,000 in cash in his in book bags. Like, no wonder he's broke. He's probably misplacing all the money.
According to this article from the Conor McGregor fight, Floyd Mayweather earned $275 million.
Wow.
From that one fight. And the fight wasn't even
And when good. When was that? What, no, and when was that?
That was how long ago? That was 2017.
Well, I could burn through that in 3 years, I guess. You know, he's probably still paying legal case fees from, you know, what did he do? Was he the one beating up his wife or girlfriend? Was that Mayweather? Was that
not
him?
Sure.
Or am I confusing
like
him?
Like I said.
All I know is he did something criminal and got charged and not a good person. Like you said.
Like I said, these are deserve to be repeatedly punched in the face for 10 rounds.
I don't think it'll make 10.
No, it shouldn't. It shouldn't, but it probably will. Because, like I said, it's a super exhibition, which means they're not, you know, they're not going to actually box.
And Ryan, finish it off where we'll sell you the ticket.
Put your home in the edge.
Exactly.
Sunday.
Can we create a new pay-per-view boxing match? Mayweather, whatever Paul guy that is, and Mike Tyson. I think he'd knock them both out in the first round.
Yeah.
Okay, but if Floyd Mayweather like actually tried, like he put in some effort, he would kill him. Dead.
Yeah. Oh, it wouldn't go very long.
It would be like Apollo Creed in whatever Rocky movie that was.
When he got killed by Drago?
Yeah, by the Russian, yeah.
Rocky IV. Just saying, I've watched it. I was a huge fan of Rocky IV. If he dies, he dies. I love a Swede, big Swede, playing a Russian. I just think that's brilliant. Yeah, so. Anyway, we're past the middle of the show, but let's do the middle of the show.
Middle of the show.
All right, we finally have a theme song. I'm excited. Who was that, Ryan? Was that you? All right, now I got to pay royalties to you.
You couldn't tell by the sweet, angelic voice?
Well, I wasn't sure if you two were going to harmonize or something, so I was waiting for you to finish off the middle of the show line with random geographical location or something like that.
No, I don't want to step on Ryan's toes. We all know who the star of Yegg Sports is.
Well, it's all right, fine. We're going with it. Ryan Macney, star of Yegg Sports, who will give us the weather in just one moment after I do the random geographical location of the week. Have either of you heard of Port Blair? Port Blair.
No.
Ethan?
It sounds vaguely familiar.
Well, it's a good thing I'm talking about it this week. Port Blair is the capital city of the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, a union territory of India in the Bay of Bengal. It is also the local administrative subdivision of the islands, probably because it's the only place on the islands. And it is the territory's only notified town. Port Blair serves as the entire point for visiting the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. Point Blair is connected with mainland India by both air and sea. It is a 2 to 3 hour flight from mainland India to Point Blair's Veer Savarkar International Airport, and 3 to 4 days by sea to reach Kolkata, Chennai, or I cannot say the last one, Viskhapatnam.
Well done.
I apologize. from Haddo Wharf in Port Blair, 3 to 4 days. What kind of boat are they using? It is home
you
to
can only paddle.
Several museums. Well, no, it could be a long ways away. Like Point Blair could be in the middle of the Bengal Sea and could be the farthest point. It is home to several museums and major naval base, INS Jawara, of the Indian Navy, along with sea and air bases, the Indian Coast Guard, Andaman and Nicobar Police. Well, they got their own police. I wonder if they ever have goats going into, stubborn goats into Tim Hortons there. And the Andaman and Nicobar Command, the first integrated tri-command of the Indian Armed Forces and the Indian Air Force. Point Blair is also famous for historic cellular jail and other small islands like Corbin's Cove, Wandor, Ross Island, Viper Island, etc. Man, there must be a bunch of Wikipedia puts an etc. Which you'd think they'd list them all so you get more clicks. But hey, I don't run Wikipedia. Which were once home to British colonists. Point Blair has been selected as one of the cities to be developed as a smart city under the Smart Cities Mission. There you go. Point Blair of the Andaman and Nicobar Islands.
Wow.
You are now smarter for having listened to
Brad Mills. What's...
And Ryan. Yeah, geography. Isn't great. I love it. I love finding a new location every week. I think they're really cool. Then I fall down the Wikipedia hole and I end up on Jeffrey Dahmer. I don't know how everything ties to Jeffrey Dahmer, but it's Wikipedia. It's kind of like YouTube, right? Everything turns into a cat pedaling a bike on a rowboat or something. I don't know. Or some Paul brother fighting some boxer and getting knocked out. But Ryan Macney, you so bravely volunteered for the weather. So you can give us the general earth weather or weather.
Alrighty.
Over to you.
The weather. My God, it's everywhere. specifically, out here in my corner of the world, you know, around the general Yeg area, it is approximately way too warm for your expectations for December degrees Celsius. You can walk outside wearing a jacket and be like, I should take off the jacket and go back inside because there's a plague. In terms of the rest of the world, I'm assuming at some point, because the year that is 2020 is coming to an end, there's going to be a biblical flood of sorts. So I would start preparing for that. If you're looking into the future, like I am, you will notice that by the end of this month, locally, we are expected to reach temperatures of -5 to 10, which I'm assuming is about the temperature of Brad's mini fridge's freezer. If you are lucky enough to live in Azerbaijan, looks like it is currently dark.
Nice. The truth that you were spitting throughout that whole weather update,
thank you,
is commendable. Thank you for not overinflating something that's really usually boring because we can just stick our heads out the window. So it was very, very much appreciated.
You should just do weather from now on.
Yeah, you should have a weather podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you should do this weather segment. You're way better than that other guy. Can't even remember his name.
Yes, we'll have you on every week, Ryan. Just halfway on, you give us the weather and we just bugger off. Like every weather person, they just work. They work for 2 minutes and get paid a full news anchor salary, I'm sure. Josh Clausen, if you're listening, feel free to come on. I'm waiting to have any kind of legit weather person on to tell me actually how much.
Someone tweet Mike Sopel, my favorite weatherman.
But you know, you could every 5 minutes pop in and go, just stuck my head out the window. It's still out there, the weather.
Exactly.
If I was ever on a radio show, that would have been my 5 minutes, every 5 minutes weather update. All right, the last part of the middle or middle-ish of the show is unqualified advice, where none of us qualified people to give advice.
This is my favorite advice.
So we have a question from DSBO.BO34. Does he have body odor?
Oh my God.
DSBO.BO34.
DSBO, my guy. We went to junior high together.
Nice.
Man, it's been so long.
Well, he or she. They ask this question, just four words. Very simple. Chips Ahoy or Oreos?
Ooh.
My professional advice as someone who took foods class in grade 10 is Oreos.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that disqualifies him from offering unqualified advice. That would be qualified advice. Or just advice.
Yes, Ryan. Ryan, come back.
Oh, okay. I'll try. I'll go bang my head on the wall for a little bit here. I'll come back.
Thank you.
Well, go fight Mayweather or
I'll start with Milan Lucic and
we're going to qualify you.
Or Milan Lucic.
With Brad.
Brad. Oh, the gauntlet's been thrown down. Ethan, Chips Ahoy or Oreo?
Oh, this is so tough because they're two staples, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to add a qualifier to this. Okay, I'm going to give a ranking. So,
this is not a top five.
Number two. Okay. It depends if we're talking about Chips Ahoy, like the chewy ones, or just the standard Chips Ahoy cookies. Because I think that totally, for me, it goes number one, Chips Ahoy chewy, number two, Oreo, number three, the regular Chips Ahoy.
Right.
And that's the definitive list. If you disagree, you're wrong, frankly.
I'm gonna agree with you, Ethan, because the Chewy Chips Ahoy are by far the superior Chips Ahoy.
I could eat 20
of those. Followed by not double stuffed Oreo, and not regular Oreo, the thin Oreos.
Thins are the best.
I like the thin Oreos. And I just like the fact that Chips Ahoy does a chewy one or a hard one, whereas Oreos just straight all the same. They just change the amount
Oreo
of stuff.
Oreo cakesters?
Well, if you want chewy one, you have to dunk it in your milk.
Oreo cakesters.
Yeah, for like 16 hours.
It's a chewy Oreo.
Oh, I've never heard of these. Well, but they have to well,
Oreo cakesters.
I may
like
have to research this more and
calories.
Come back to answer. Perhaps.
Literally.
Yeah.
Ethan is barely exaggerating.
Barely.
So yes, I'm gonna say either. You know what? I think we can all agree that if you like one over the other, there's nothing wrong with that choice. There is no wrong choice.
No, they're both excellent cookies.
Ethan's answer and mine are definitely the right answers.
Well, your answer, your answer is basically my answer. So my answer is correct.
Pretty much. I just changed Oreo to thin. Oreo thins would be my preferred Oreo in number two slot.
I haven't had Chips Ahoy in a hot second. So, I should get some of those.
Now we're just splitting hairs.
Now we're parsing it all down to fine particles. Do we need to do that? We're not particle theory physicists. No. So.
No.
All right. Let's do another news story to wrap up our 12? Show. How much time we got left here? Yeah, we're doing all right. 12 minutes. Let's do this. I have a fairly quick one here. Where did it go? Right here from Aussie Man. I've been waiting on this one since we started this year, a year ago. And really, Aussie Man, if you don't follow him on Twitter or on YouTube or on Facebook or on Instagram, basically everywhere. The guy's everywhere. He has the best videos and that ever. So it's a little hard to. He does do articles, and this one is really. I'm just going to read the headline because that's all you need. And I'm just. He shows pictures go to back the headline. Headline from Aussie Man Reviews: Parents take modem on day trip after kids refuse to leave house for family trip. So the kids probably just wanted to sit on the internet all day. So the parents said, fine, you guys stay home. We're going to take the modem. And they took the modem, and there's pictures in the article. That's why I can't really read it, of them with the modem. Like, here they are getting to the Victoria Beach in Australia. There they are having, you know, looks like a Coke and a sandwich. There they are with the modem playing at the carnival. There's the modem sitting on the beach in front of the crashing waves. There's the modem going down a slide.
Oh, boy.
There's the modem now having another meal with the parents, just sitting there. Modem with a flock of seagulls, not the band, but an actual flock of seagulls. And, yeah, as a parent, I understand. I get it. Yeah, we'd rather stay inside. We're so bored. And then you take them somewhere, and they're, I'd rather be at home. I'd take the modem, too. Next time I'm taking the modem. This summer, it's going to be Megan and I and the modem traveling all of Alberta if we're over a pandemic by then.
Can you bring it to my place so I can have decent internet for once?
Well, you've gone like Please? 20 minutes without dropping. So
I know.
Your modem's actually getting scared or something, I guess. do you blame those parents? I don't blame those parents. And I think it's genius that they took pictures
that is funny.
Doing that. I want to be that cool of a parent that I can do
follow
that
your dreams.
Day. Follow my dreams. They'll never lead me astray. Unless they're, you know, chop up everybody and freeze them in your mini freezer or freezer and then eat them. I just learned that because Jeffrey Dahmer was at the bottom of the Wikipedia hole. So that dream, you might not want to follow.
Children. All the children listening. Hey, kids.
But yes, would you be mad at your parents for taking the modem over you, Ethan, Ryan,
both? I like going out. I like doing stuff out and about. I totally get it. Kids, go outside. Go, you know, get your hands dirty.
I'm going to post this to our group chat so you can see, because Ryan's not on Facebook. I don't know how that happened. How he never fell out of a tree and banged
his head. I'm only on Twitter.
At least join Facebook.
and like Snapchat, WhatsApp,
and
YouTube.
And your Instagram fan account.
Yeah, the Instagram account that has my face Ryan's and name on it account. Is not mine. I do not run that.
It's crowdsourced.
That's what a narcissist would say. but take a look at it. I want you guys to look at that article if you get a chance. It looks like the kid is in one of the pictures. So the kid decided, well, if they're taking the modem, I'm going with them. So there's the one picture there, and I'll have it up on facebook.com, Brad Nell's What's News, where you can see these articles. But yeah, I think the one kid is like, you know what? I'm going to go with the modem. I love that modem more than I love life itself. It's about the fifth picture down. They're having like a pop and fries, and it looks like the kid is sitting there. That's my guess. But credit to the picture taker, which is Cassie Langan. So that must be the mom, who is like, screw it, we're taking the modem. I admire that kind of parenting. We asked our kids if they would like to go on a day trip to Warrnambool. I will sit and mess that Warrnambool today, and we were met with the response, that's so boring, I don't want to go. Chris and I decided that instead of taking three unappreciative kids out, we'll let the ones who didn't want to go stay home, and took our most overworked family member for a well-deserved day out, our modem. Kudos. Hats off to them.
Actually,
nice. That is brilliant. Speaking of modems,
cut out again.
I'm actually scared that the kids down with nothing to do, you know?
Uh-oh.
Yep. Scary.
I'm starting to think maybe it wasn't such a good idea to take away
data. They might have a bit of data.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
The data.
The data. You say they might have the data, not just data.
Yeah.
But the data.
There.
It's like the first data.
The data. The data.
That sounded very Star Wars like, Ethan, with you breaking up and sounding robotish there. Speaking of modems. Any last words, gentlemen? One last story you've come across, you had half hour prep time, or any thoughts, any pleas to the Azerbaijan listening to this?
Don't let your dreams be memes.
Unless that's your job to make memes.
Then go for it.
What if that's my dream, is to make the best memes? At work, I make all these memes for stuff that we talked about in the meeting and send them to our work group chat. And everyone's like, how do you make those? I'm like, it's just a meme maker. You just write, take a picture and write the meme in. But my claim to fame for memes is I once listened to Lowdown with Low Tide, my favorite show to listen to, in Edmonton radio, sports radio. And they had Steve Lansky on. And he said something to along the lines of, hockey players aren't chess pieces, they have feelings. So I quickly got a Google image of a chess piece, and I wrote that in a meme, and I sent it to both of them. They like retweeted it while they were both on the air talking, and it was my claim. I'll never hit iconic that meme peak ever again, so I've slowed down my meme game
that's
since
good
then. But
right, we gotta put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah, I'll send it to you guys. You can just, you know, it says that, and then Steve Lansky is quoted. So people, I quote the source, but I'm very, very proud of that. That and the one where I made, you know, from Mad Men with the guy laughing. Can't remember the actor's name. He's in the white suit, just laughing, right, in the bar or the restaurant. Sure. When people, you know, tell garbage men to get a real job, our reaction. I'm not going to say how much we get paid, but we get paid really well to work 4 days a week. So don't feel bad for me. But that one's a popular one. But that was more of the garbage crowd who thought that was popular. But I'll never hit the whole, you know, Steve Lansky quote with Low Tide, and they both retweeted it. I thought I was in heaven. If heaven is memes, I was in meme heaven.
If heaven is memes.
I thought it was a good one. If heaven is memes, I was in mother frickin' heaven. So, any good memes?
Only
you guys
ones
ever
about
generated?
Like our teachers from high school that won't be understood by any of the audience.
Wait, what?
I said only one.
Only
once. In the
yeah,
only,
right.
Yeah, it's been way more than once.
There it is. Chess pieces don't have human emotion and feelings, but humans do. So they were talking about hockey players and moving them around lines like chess pieces. And then Steve Lansky goes, chess pieces don't have human emotion and feelings, but humans do.
Aww.
In reference to hockey players. And I sent that to you guys so you can see it. And it got retweeted. I was, like I said, legendary. I mean, I don't even know why I'm hosting a podcast anymore, because I'm never going to hit that thing. I think like 12,000 or 15,000 people saw that on the tweet activity. I'm never going to be that relevant ever again. But dang it, I'm going to try. Gentlemen, thank you for filling in tonight. I can't wait for Brad's reaction when I post this episode and then send it to him on message so he can see who the guest hosts were. He may never talk to me again, but it's a risk I'm willing to take because he's a pretty good guy. And you should definitely, if you ever want to talk NFL, he's way smarter at NFL than I ever gave him credit for. He's a huge football fanatic.
When Edmonton gets an NFL team, we'll get right on that.
Well, you heard it here first.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We'll hold you to it.
Okay. You do that.
So what you're saying is Brad's going to take over ownership of an NFL team
exactly.
And move him to Edmonton.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Huh? Yep.
It's fitting to end our show on a dream, I think. Dreams is like the subtle theme of this show, and dreams can come true if you're a stubborn goat in a Tim Hortons. And that's your only mission is to go warm up in a Tim Hortons. I want to know what they fed the goat, like a double,
pack
double,
of
triple,
cards.
Triple. What did they give them? Right. Pack some of
Timbits.
Hockey cards. Timbits, eh? Anyway, gentlemen, it's been a blast. Thank you for doing it. I appreciate it. It was short notice. I was having podcast withdrawals, and you helped me get over that fix. And thank you. So, Ryan, all the best. Thanks for doing it. We'll talk this weekend when we do top five Christmas carols. thanks for coming on. We'll do it again sometime if Brad allows it. And Ethan, as always, thank you very much for coming on. And hopefully you have me on your show again one day when I'm in a horrible accident and can't speak. And I can't speak anymore. All right, gentlemen, thank you very much. Everybody, this has been Brad Nell's What's News, where we give you the news you didn't know you needed to know and a bunch of other stuff that you probably didn't want to know. Thank you very much. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.